Hello all listeners, meeting you after some time. There are many kinds of stories, and we have stories giving reasons for why things happen. This is one such story, and I'm going to tell you, why do we cry while we cut onions? That's a nice story. I loved it. Hope you love it. Long back, there were three friends, a tomato, an onion, and an ice cream. And the ice cream is a stick ice cream, not a cup ice or a cone ice. These three friends were together, and they were always found together, whatever they did. One fine morning, Onion came and he informed his friends that he is going to meet his uncle, who is actually a cabbage. He said, "I'm going to meet my uncle Cabbage." And the tomato asked, "Where is he?" "He is in the next by town. Shall we come together as the ice cream?" "Yeah, sure, that would be really good, because I'm going by walk, and if you come, we can always keep talking and we can enjoy the walk. Please come," the onion said. Next day, the three friends started out. They were walking and walking and walking for the whole of morning until it was noon. What happened? They became very tired and they wanted to take a rest. They found a tree which was very big and which gave a lot of shadow. And added to that, there was cool breeze under the tree. The reason for the cool breeze is there was a nice lake nearby the tree. On seeing the lake, the onion and the tomato, they decided, "Let us go have a bath. That would be so refreshing." And the stick ice cream said, "I too would come." And since they are good friends, onion and tomato said, "My dear ice cream, please don't. Because if you come into water, you would become melted. So please don't come." And saying so, onion and tomato, they went into the water. And they did not stay calm because they are friends and they are enjoying a small swim. They splashed water on each other. They were diving. They were swimming. They were going deep into water. They were playing games and whatnot. Seeing all these, our stick ice cream got very, very jealous. And he thought of asking his friends permission. And he thought, okay, no, they wouldn't allow me to swim. So, the stick ice cream went inside the water without the friends' knowledge. And what would happen? The stick ice cream got melted. When the onion and tomato came out, they were searching their friend and they could not find stick ice cream. At last, they found only the stick sailing on the surface of the pond or lake. And they started to cry, "Oh my, our friend has been lost, they are dead. What are we going to do? We lost our friend." And they kept crying and crying for almost an hour. At last Onion said, "Come on my friend, we have to go to my uncle Cabbage's house. Let's walk." Tomato and Onion started to walk. And on the way, the tomato could not control his cries and sorrow. He kept weeping and weeping and he kept crying and crying. His eyes were full of tears and he could not see what is happening in the road. All on a sudden, a bullock cart came and splash! It ran over the tomato and the tomato died. That was a very gruesome accident. And now the onion was left alone and he started to weep again. "Oh my, I lost my stick ice cream friend. Now it's my friend Tomato." And he was crying and at last, okay, he pacified himself and he said, "I have to go to my uncle Cabbage's house." He went to his uncle Cabbage house and he said what happened on their way. And he started to cry. Uncle Cabbage said, "Now why do you cry? It is all gone. Life has to move on. Try to console yourself. Try to live by yourself," was the uncle Cabbage's advice. But the onion said, "Uncle, I'm not crying for that." "Then why do you cry?" the uncle asked. And onion said, "When our friend stick ice cream died, he had two friends, right? Tomato and myself. We were crying for him. And when Tomato cried, he had one friend, that is me, Onion, and I was crying for him. And how about if I die, who will cry?" That was Onion's question. And Uncle Cabbage, being like a god, blessed him, "My dear Onion, don't worry. If at all you die, everyone would cry. That was his words. And how true it is, like whenever we cut onion or chop onion, everyone starts to cry. That's a nice story, isn't it? I enjoyed it. Hope you also enjoy. Thank you.